begin today's daf is daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. So we got four lines down. The two dots, the Gemara is quoting the Braisa from yesterday. We had a discussion how we know that Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos. So Gemara says, Amar Mar Basar, it says in the Pasuk the word Basar, to teach me that Afa Pishyesh Sham Beheris, even though there might be a Beheris, a form of Tsaras, Yima, one could still do a Milah and be Docha Tsaras, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So how Lamalikra, what's there a need for a Pasuk? How do you need it? Why do you need a Pasuk for that? How Davar Shein Miskavin Hu? The Davar Shein Miskavin Mutter. You didn't have kavana to remove the Beharis. You were aware of it. But your kavana was doing Maisa Mila. Happens to me. It also removes the Beharis. But that was not your kavana. And Davar Shem is Kavan is a mutter. So Amar Abaye, that's only true according to Rabbi Shimon. But this is a drasha needed Shalonitzacha El Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Davar Shem is Kavan is Aser. So granted for Rabbi Shimon, there's no need for a Pasuk. But for Rabbi Yehuda, you need a Pasuk because he holds in general Davar Shem is Kavan is Aser. This would be Aser. That's what the Pasuk says, Basar, to tell me that even though normally this would be Aser, in this particular case of Bris Milah, it's Mutter. Rava says, no, Amar Filu Tamer Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Shimon needs the Pasuk here, because Rabbi Shimon, as we know, is Mode Rabbi Shimon B'Psik Reisha De V'lo Yamas. If it's a P'sik Reisha, normally Davar Shem is Kavin, you're trying to do something, and something may or may not happen, that's Davar Shem is Kavin, is Mutter. But if what you're, the other thing will happen is inevitable, it's Vade going to happen, that second Maisa, so then that would be a P'sik Reisha, and that would be Usr, even according to Rabbi Shimon. So he does, it is Vada. You know the Beharis is there, you know when you're doing the Maisa Mila, it's going to automatically remove the Beharis. So that's a P'sik Reisha, Usr, Afilu, Aliba, the Rabbi Shimon, and that's why even Rabbi Shimon needs the Drasha of Basa. So Gemara says, Abaye less lehi svara. Abaye who says Rabbi Shimon thinks this is a mutter, does he not hold that Rabbi Shimon agrees by psik reisha? V'ha Abaye v'Rava damri tavayu. Both of them, both Rava and Abaye, both agree in another statement that moda Rabbi Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yamos. He agrees that Rabbi Shimon would think that a psik reisha is aser. So here too, it would be aser. So how come he has to say this, Josh, that this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda? Even Rabbi Shimon would require the word baser. So Basar, the Shama, Marava, Safra. Meaning initially Abaye didn't hold to this din. But after you heard Rava say that Rabbi Shimon agrees by a psik reisha that's Usr, so then he retracted and he ended up saying, you know what, Taka, you're right. You are right that Rabbi Shimon holds psik reisha is Usr. And he would say that this word, this drush of Basar, would apply even, would be needed even for the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. So then the Gemara says, Ikad demasne laha, the Abaye v'Rava, aha. Some have this type of conversation on a different discussion. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Hishamar b'nega tzaras, lishmor me'od lasos. The pasuk says you have to be careful about the nega tzaras, which we know is the source of the lav. Don't remove it. And lasos, what do we learn from the word lasos? Lasos means you can't remove the nega tzaras in a directly, but indirectly one would be allowed to. So Gemara says lasos yata osa. You can't remove a nega tzaras to do a ma'isa would be aser. Aval osa ata b'siv shel gavi raglo. You could put some type of leaf around your leg, even though it might tear off the nega tzaras. Or v'mot shel gavi ksefo. You could put some type of beam or bar over your shoulder, even though it's a makum of tzaras and it might fall off. Im avra avra. I mean, you could do normal activities, even though there's a possibility by you carrying a shoulder on top of your nega, something on your shoulder where there's nega tzaras, or wearing something on your foot right where the nega tzaras is. Even though that might remove it, that's not your intention. It's only lasos, it's only usher to do a maisa to remove it. But to do a normal action, even though it might come off, that would be permitted. That's what the drasha is lasos.
What's the definition when you do something and something happen or might not happen?
I have to figure out what saying is directly versus indirect, whatever the definition is. Carrying on the shoulder, I'm carrying, I'm not trying to remove it. So that's obviously I'm trying to carry something. So the Gemara then says, "V'ha lama likra." What do you need a pasuk for to tell me that that's mutter to carry something on the shoulder with his nega tzaras? Davar shem is kavinu. Davar shem is kavinu is mutter. My intention is to carry something. My intention is to wear something. My intention is not to remove the nega tzaras. So of course that's mutter. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that's mutter. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says that lo nitzcha ella the Rabbi Yehuda damer davar shem is kavinu is asa. This is only needed for Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks that Davar Shein Miskavin is Aser. But according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds Davar Shein Miskavin is Mutter, and he doesn't need a pasuk to teach me this is Mutter. So the Gemara says, really? V'Abaye Lesley Hai Svara. Does Abaye not hold to the Svara that Rabbi Shimon agrees that Psik Reisha is Aser? But don't we have a statement that, last place one second here. Again, Abaye Lesley Hai Svara, V'ha Amar Both of them say that Modi Rabbi Shimon, even Abaye agrees to Rava, that Rabbi Shimon agrees that Psik Reisha is also. So this case, that if you know you're going to carry something on your shoulder, and it's going to inevitably remove the Negatras, even Rabbi Shimon would agree it's Aser. So Gemara says, you're right. Labasa de Shama Mirava, Savra. After Abaye heard Rava say the Svara, that Rabbi Shimon agrees by a Psik Reisha is Aser, he ended up retracting and agreeing that even Rabbi Shimon would agree he needs a Pasuk here of Lasos, that's even permitted according to Rabbi Shimon. Fine. Gemara now says, Vabaye Aliba de Rabbi Shimon, Hai Basar, my Avile. Initially, Abaye felt that Rabbi Shimon doesn't need the word basar. He ended up retracting. That was in the Maskana. But in the Havamina, he said, Rabbi Shimon says, Davar Shemim Miskavin is mutter. So what does he do with the basar word in the Havamina? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Amran, Beomer Lokutz Beherto, who Miskavin. So it's a situation where he tells someone else to cut it off. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says around, I don't know, maybe 15 narrow lines down, he says, Beomer Lokutz, Gadol shubar onshin vomer lemol lakut beherto bekavana litayr. If the gadol tells someone else to remove it, so that is telling me that's also permitted according to Bishimon. We learn from that basar that there's no inyan of shlichus here. That even though for the gadol himself he's not allowed to willingly remove the beheres, if he tells someone else to do so, the pasuk says that's allowed as long as you yourself don't do it. So Gemara says. Exactly, right. So Gemara says, this makes sense, Tinach, Gadol, when a Gadol has Basar, because he's able to appoint it to Shliach, and that all makes sense. But a Katan, Ma'ik Lemeimbar, it says the word Basar by a Katan as well. And Rashi says, a Katan, Delo Yadol Lechavne, Ma'ik Lemeimbar, the Katan doesn't have the ability to have any type of Kavan of appointing a person, not appointing a person. Va'karachach B'tarvayu, Ksib Basar, K'damin L'el, it says Basar both by a Gadol and a Katan. So Basar, the Ksiv, Gavi Katan, B'yomashmi Lamali. Why do you have to have a pasuk to tell me that a katan who appoints a moel to remove it, of course he's potter. The katan's a la bardasi. So what's the chiddush by the word basar? So Gemara says, Ma'ik le'meimar, Amar Rav Misharshia, Bomer Avi HaBen, Lakut Beheres Dibnohu, Kamiskavin. When the father of the son says to the moel to cut, give a mila to the child, so even though the father himself has the mitzvah and he himself couldn't cut the beheres of the son off, but if you appoint someone else to do so, we learn from the word basar, that would be permitted. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Vi'ika acher, levit acher. If there's someone else other than the Avi HaBen, have someone else do the appointment. And because the other person doesn't care whether or not the child is tar or not tar, only the father does. So for the father, when the father cuts it, so that's davar shem miskavin. So it's also for the father, or it's also for the gadol himself to do it, because it's davar shem miskavin. But if you have someone else who doesn't really care whether the child is tahor or not, so have someone else do it. So what's the father appointing them all for? Have someone else appoint them all. So the Gemara says, in this damar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, komakum shata motzi ase velos ase. Whenever you have an option to ase velos ase, imata yachol kaim shneim mutav. If you're able to preserve both, I mean, we don't want you to take the ase and docha velos ase. We don't want a person to do a mila and to be docha the negat ras iser. If you're able to avoid both, do the ase without having to override the lav. That's certainly the best. So im lo lav yavo ase v'yidchelos ase. In other words, in this case, when the father's involved, he has to do an assay, which is overriding the los assay. Why not appoint some other person who doesn't care about the lav, and for him there's not even a lav to talk about? Have the person do the assay, and not have the lav even on the radar. That's certainly the best. And instead of having the father getting involved here. And the Gemara says, the situation, deleka acha, there's no one else to do it. If there's someone else to do the mila or to get involved, so let the other person do this. But in a situation where there's no one else to do this, so that's why we're concerned with the father who is somehow involved in the lavir since it's his own son. So that's why it's a situation where we're talking about you have no other choice. But if you do have a choice,
the other person doesn't care, only cares about the mitzvah of mila. He doesn't
care. Exactly. He doesn't care about the tara of the child. So Gemara now says, Amar Mar, we said yesterday's daf that Yom Tov eino docha elo bizmana bilvad. That a bris mila bismana can be docha yantif, but a bris mila lo bismana is not docha yantif, only if it's on the eighth day. So minaha nemile. How do we know that that's the case? So Amar Chizki v'chein tana debe Chizkiya. Amar Kala Pasuk says lo so siru mimenu ad boker, that don't leave over nosar till the morning. Shein tamalomer ad boker. Did it not already say the word ad boker in the pasuk? Why do we know? Why does it repeat the concept of Aboker a second time? So just reading the pasuk says, "V'loso siru mimenu ad boker, v'anosir mimenu ad boker beish tisrofu." You burn in the morning. So it says the word ad boker twice there. So why did it say the word ad boker twice in the pasuk? So the Gemara says, "Ba kasev litein lo boker sheni l'shreifaso." To tell me you should wait till the second morning. In other words, if you have Pesach, you have leftover Pesach, Karban Pesach. So the next morning is still Yom Tov. So the pasuk says it's leftover. You didn't have it that night. So it's that first morning, it's nosar. But don't burn it until the boker sheni, until the next morning, which is going to be chol hamoed, which implies that you can't burn something shelo bezman. You can't burn something on Yom Tov itself. So the Gemara says, that's the first drasha, how you can't burn other things on Yom Tov. If you just look at Rashi for a second, Rashi says, she'ein tam lomer ad boker, tinyana, the second time, vanosir mimenu ad boker, dematil mechtav, it could have said in the pasuk vanosir be'esh tisrof, that's all. Ela sreifa kai, it's going on the sreifa, that should be delayed yet a second boker, v'hachi kamar, hanosir mimenu bizman shesarti lecha, if you had left over during the time where you can no longer eat the carbon, the hainu boker rishon, you can no longer eat it, kishyavo boker sheni, when the second morning comes around, in other words, chol hamoed Pesach, shehu chol shel hamoed, tisrifu, burn it. Ava b'yam tov lo, to burn a yam tov itself, not, you can't do that. Alma midi de chol lo avdinu b'yam tov, that which is chol, because nosar is chol, because you can't eat it anymore, so it's considered chol in that respect. You can't violate yam tov. U'pesach karban yud dal b'nisan, it was shechted on the 14th Pesach, was shechted. So it's a type of chol. Umila shlobazmana is not me did the chol, a mila that's not in the right time, it's also some form of a chol. The Shavazula Hayazmana, it's not the right time, the Yantav is not the right zman, and therefore only that which is bizmana can be docha yantav, but shlobazmana cannot be docha yantav. Next a suggestion, that's all Chizkiya. The Gemara says Abai Amar, he says a different reason how we know a mila shlobazmana can't be docha yantav. That's based on the following. Abai Amar Kala Patik says Ola Shabbos b'Shabbos. That an ol of a Shabbos can be brought on Shabbos. V'lo olas chol b'Shabbos. But a chol from Erev Shabbos cannot be brought on Shabbos. V'lo olas chol b'yamtiv. And a weekday ola can be brought on a yamtiv. So any leftover avarim, let's say, from the tamid of Erev Yamtiv, Erev Shabbos, cannot be brought on Shabbos itself. So too, a mila shlo bezmana, a mila that should have been before Shabbos, that should have been before yamtiv, cannot take place on yamtiv itself. That's the drasha according to Abaye. Rava brings a third drasha. Rav Amar called the pasuk says Hulavado. It says in the pasuk with respect to that mlacha which takes place on Yantif, only ochel nefesh is allowed on Yantif. So the pasuk says Hulavado. Yes, alachem, you should do only that which is for it. Who? What's the pasuk? Hulavado. Who? V'lo machshirim. That only the ochel nefesh itself is allowed, but not any machshirim. What's the word levado? It should be levado, only food below mila shlobazmana, but not that which is not the right time. That's not allowed on yantif. To asim a kal v'chomer, because I would have otherwise learned a mila shlobazmana from a kal v'chomer. So the word levado says levado only with respect to food, but not with respect to a mila shlobazmana. So Rashi points out what the habimina was. The kal v'chomer, based on the connection to tzaras, you go through the Rashi, yeah, tzaras is docha, above the docha Shabbos, that whole kal v'chomer from yesterday, you could have concluded that a mila shlo bezmana could be docha, yantiv docha Shabbos. So the word levado tells me that no, lo, only levado, but not a mila shlo bezmana, that's not docha yantiv. So that's the third drasha, how we know a mila shlo bezmana is not docha yantiv. And yet a fourth one is brought by Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi amar, Shabbason asehu. That yantif is not only a law for violating malach on yantif, but there's also a shabbos, and you have to preserve it in the positive sense. You need to preserve it as an asay. So every yantif malacha that one keeps, he's keeping a law, he's keeping an asay. When you violate a malach on yantif, you're violating a los asay, a malacha, and you're violating the asay of shabbosum. So the Gemara says, shabbosun asayhu, it's an asay. V'havir le yantif, yantif now what comes out is, it's both an asay, and it's also a los asay every time you violate yantif. V'ein asay, an asay of a bris mila, just an asay, is not able to be docha as los asay v'asay. Asay could be docha los asay alone. But for an asay to be docha, something that's both a los asay and asay together, that's too strong. An asay of mila cannot be docha. So there are four different reasons how we know, four different sources how we know that mila shlo bezmana is not docha yantav. The Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Klal Amar Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva had this rule, this principle, that only ochel nefesh could be only. He said, "Kol melacha she'ef shel asos be'erev Shabbos, that which you could have done before Shabbos, like preparing the mila knife and bringing the mila knife, that cannot be docha Shabbos itself. that which could not have done Erev Shabbos, maybe you can doch a Shabbos. The Gemara says, we have a similar statement, firstly, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halacha could be Kiva. That's why Paskin, you cannot do Machshirim of a mitzvah that could have been done Erev Shabbos, it may not be done on Shabbos. We have it. Nami Gabi Pesach. We have a similar Mishnah with respect to the Pesach. It says, Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva, Komlacha She'ev Shalah, La'asosim Erev Shabbos, Eino Dochas HaShabbos. For example, Shechita, She'ev Shalah, La'asosim Erev Shabbos, you can't shech the Karban Pesach on Erev Shabbos, because we're talking about where Yudal Nisan is on Shabbos. And that's when you have to shech the Karban Pesach. So you can't shech the Karban Pesach on the 13th on Friday, so therefore that's Dochas HaShabbos, because you could not have done an Erev Shabbos. So the Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Kiva. We pass like Rabbi Kiva, this same statement. So how can we have now both a statement with respect to Mila on Shabbos and another one with Karban Pesach on Shabbos, two different, same exact Halacha, different applications, but the same exact underlying principle of Rabbi Kiva, that Kol She'efshar La'lasos HaMe'erev Shabbos Eino Docha the Shabbos. Say it once, and we'll know it to apply to every other case. Why do we have to teach it twice, both by Mila and Karban Pesach? And the Gemara says, Tzricha, you need both instances, because the Yashmina Gavi Mila, we only have the case with respect to Mila, so only then would I think that Hasam Hu Demachshirin Efshalasos Me'esmol Lo Docha Shabbos Leka Kares, because if I didn't do it, not a big deal. If I didn't do the Mila, not a big deal, because there's no Kares on the child. As Rashi says, last five narrow lines on the page here, Mila Bismana Leka Kares Dekotan La Bar Onshinu Vavua Lo Mechayv Leka Kares. There's no Kares yet. We know one who does have a Mila does get Karis, but it's only after he's 13. But if a boy is 9 days old, 10 days old, doesn't have a Mila, he doesn't get Karis, and neither does the father get Karis. So there's no Karis, there's no sense of urgency to bring the Mila, so therefore, if the Melacha wasn't done before Shabbos, okay, don't do it on Shabbos. But, says the Gemara, Ava Pesach, Dika Karis. If a person doesn't bring a Karis in Pesach, that year, he's subject to the punishment of Karis. And therefore, since it's very urgent, maybe Ema Lidchu Shabbos. Maybe you should allow all types of malachas, even those malachas that could have and should have been done Erev Shabbos. If he didn't, maybe you should allow that to be Docha Karban Pesach Shabbos. Kamash Vulan, that even by a Karban Pesach, where it's a very severe case, we still don't let those types of malachas Docha Shabbos. Now, the reverse. V'yashim inon gavi Pesach, have we taught that the malachas of Pesach cannot be docha Shabbos if it could have been done before Shabbos? Maybe only there, mishum delok nichrasu aleh yigma brisos. There's no concept of the 13 brisos. It says bris 13 times by bris mila. That shows the severity of bris mila. It doesn't say that by Karban Pesach. So it's not such a, it's a mitzvah, a big mitzvah, but it's not as chashuv of a mitzvah as a bris mila. So therefore, since it doesn't say 13 brisos by Pesach, we don't have to be docha Shabbos. Aval mila. The Nichasu Aleh Yud Gimel Brisas, where it's a covenant with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, 13 types of Brisas. So maybe that we should say, Eim Lidchu Shabbos, all those malachas, even those that should have been done yesterday, maybe they should be Docha Shabbos. Tzricha, that no, also by Bris Mila, we don't allow them to be Docha Shabbos.
But you might say that to somebody, it is Shabbos, it happens to be the 14th of Nisan, and they didn't prepare knives to Shech. It's better you should get Karis, it should be over.
Yeah, the Maestro, that's his fault, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, the Mishnah says now on the bottom here, Osin called Tzarchei Mila B'Shabbos, you can do all types of things necessary for a Bris Mila, can be done on Shabbos, which is Molin, which is the cutting of the Arla. The Purin is after they cut it, they have to kind of pull back some of the skin there. And then Motzin, you do the Metitza Rashi, it's a Dam, you have to Motzitza the Dam. So Venosin Aleh Esplanus, you put some type of bandage on top of it. V'chaman, which is some type of herb, some type of medication, spices of some sort, I don't know if it's cumin, but whatever, something. Imlo shachach me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't grind it from Erev Shabbos, so you can't do a regular grinding of Shabbos of this type of herb, but lo'eis b'shinav, you could chew it with your teeth and break it down that way. V'nosein, and place it on the cut, on the wound. Imlo tarf yayim v'shemen, they used to put the bandage in wine and oil to help medicate the area. If they didn't mix the wine and oil together from before Shabbos, me'erev Shabbos, y'nosein zeb asmo, v'zeb asmo, they have to place them on separately, but you can't mix it together. And then it says, "V'ain osin lachalik lichachila." One cannot make some type of bag to put around the area, the cut, lichachila. Aval korech ala smarta, but you can wrap around it some type of rag. Imlo hiskin me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't prepare before Shabbos, which means you didn't bring the smarta to the area where you are, and it's only outside of the Eir River. So then korech ala tzba, you can wrap the rag around your finger in such a way where it's considered derech malbush, like you're wearing it almost, and then you could walk with it, wearing it, maybe afilu mechatzer acheres, even from another chatzer, whereby there is no Eir. So these are the different things that may be done and should be done for the Bismillah on Shabbos. So the Gemara says Michti. Let's understand this for a second. Top line of Amud Beis. Katani Kulu Kol Tzarchei Mila Lasu Yemai. We just listed every single detail. We said Molim, we said Purim, we said Motzin, everything. So why do we have this statement of Osen Kol Tzarchei Mila? We always know whenever there's a general statement, and then we give all the details out, that general statement is including something that wasn't mentioned in the particular details. So what's being included from Kol Tzarchei Mila that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah? Lasu Yemai. So the Gemara says two lines down, Lasu Yeha, to include the following case. The Tanur Rabbanan Hamal Kolzman Shu Osik Bemila Choser Bein Al Tzitzin Hamakvin Samila Bein Al Tzitzin Shein Makvin Samila. The person is still Osik in the Mila, and he realizes that he left some of the Tzitzin, some of the Orla was left over. He moved most of the Orla, but there's some of the Orla left over. He should go back and fix it, whether they're Tzitzin that are Ma'akiv, which means that there's enough Tzitzin that says it's an Agvin Mila, that certainly have to go back and fix. But even if it's Tzitzin Shein Makvin, it's some leftover Orla, which is not Ma'akiv the Mila, it's a good Mila. You're just going back for some form of hither mitzvah, some form of cleaning the area up, so that's allowed even for tzitzin she'ein makvin. That's only true if you're still osik in the mila. But however, pirish, if the guy separated, the mall stopped, and then he realized he left over some of the arla, al tzitzin hamakvin, if it's tzitzin that are going to be ma'akev, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, so avad, they have to go back, it's a mila. But chozer al tzitzin, chozer. Al tzitzin she'ein makvin, if there's some left over, then ein chozer, you don't have to go back. So this in and of the tzitzin shemakvin, that vada has to go back because that's the performance of the mitzvah. But if it's tzitzin she'ein makvin, the only in and to go back is when there's a hither mitzvah. It's a hither. So you don't have to go back for this. So some say this is true, bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol, even during the weekday, you don't have to go back for this. But some rishonim say, no, this is only on Shabbos, you can't go back and fix the tzitzin she'ein makvin because you already finished the mitzvah. But during the weekday, of course you should go back and fix it, tzitzin she'ein makvin. So it's hiddur mitzvah. So what were the opinion? The Rambam is one who holds that during the week, if you have tzitzin she'ein makvin, you don't have to go back. Shabbos bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. There's no need to go back. So the Brisker Rav says, why not? Isn't there still hiddur mitzvah of cleaning the area up? Why would you not have to go back to fix up the tzitzin she'ein makvin? So the Brisker Rav's mechadesh that hiddur mitzvah is only true when you're osik in the mitzvah. If I'm performing the mitzvah, and then I add to the mitzvah, I enhance the mitzvah, that's considered a hiddur mitzvah. But if I already had the check mark, I already did the mitzvah, there's no concept of going back to fix the mitzvah after the fact. And therefore, if I, let's say, shook the lulav once, and now I got another lulav, a nicer lulav, or I got a fancier holder, there's no need to go back anymore, because I already was yotzei the mitzvah. It's only when you're still osik in the mitzvah, is it such a concept that's hiddur mitzvah. That's a chiddush of the Brisker Rav's understanding of the Rama.
When the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to use stuff that was that you could prepare erev Shabbos, both in this one and the previous one, does it go on the person or on the chefetz? Meaning, let's say the person could not have done it erev Shabbos. There is no chance. Is it the fact that it can be done before you're not allowed to, or if the person couldn't have done it?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Probably if that couldn't be done, regardless of who, if that person couldn't do it, I imagine it would be allowed, but I'm not sure. So Gemara then says, "Man tana perish eino chozer." Who's the one who holds if the mole finished the mila, and all that's left is tzitzin shein makvin? Who's the one who says there's no need to go back? Amarabba bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishmol, Beno Shem Rabbi Yochanan Broki. Who's he? The Sanya. Arba asar shechalios b'Shabbos. Let's say the 14th of Nisan, the day of Erev Pesach, the day of Karban Pesach, falls out on Shabbos. Mafshir Pesach ad achaze, divrei Rabbi Yishmol b'no she Rabbi Yochanan b'broka. That you'll skin the Karban Pesach up until the chest area. There's no need to do any further hafshata, because why do unnecessary malacha? You've skinned it enough to take out what you need for the Karban Pesach. Chacham omrim mafshitim es kula. You could take out all of it, remove all of the entire skin. So just like Rabbi Yishmol b'no she Rabbi Yochanan b'broka is machmir. The Gabi Karban Pesach, don't do the rest of the skinning, only part what you need. So too, he's the one who holds. Don't go back and fix the tzitzin shein makvin on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, Mimai, how do you know? These two cases are parallel. Ad kan maybe only there, lo kama Rabbi Shmuel, b'no shem b'yochem en broka, hasa mishem d'lo ba'inan zek keli v'yambeyu. There's no concept of hiddur mitzvah when being mafshid the Karban Pesach. There's no hiddur mitzvah at all. Well, hacha here, the ba'inan zek heli v'anbeyu was the concept of hiddur mitzvah by the mila, so maybe he would think, hacha nami, you should go back and fix the tzitzin shein ma'akvin. The Sani, the Baisa says, zek heli v'anbeyu, hisna, this is the source that you have to be anveyu in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, hisna l'fana b'mitzvah, You should adorn yourself with beautiful mitzvahs. Asay lefanav sukkah na. You should make yourself a nice sukkah. Lulav na. The shofar na. Now shofar na, just on that point for a second, this b'raisa is quoted also in the Nazir, da beis mebeis. The Gemara in Nazir does not quote shofar na on the list. It seems to be a stira in the b'raisa, whether or not shofar na, whether there's a concept of a hiddur mitzvah by a shofar. What's the machlokas? So some understand that a mitzvah, when is a hiddur mitzvah? Hiddur mitzvah is only relevant when there's a chefta shemitzvah. You have to have a chefta shemitzvah to speak of a hiddur mitzvah. When it comes to Torah, there's no hiddur mitzvah of Torah. There's no chefta of a mitzvah of learning Torah. When it comes to tefillah, there's no hiddur mitzvah of tefillah. There's no chefta mitzvah. You speak the words of tefillah, speak the words of Torah. So shofar as well, is there a chefta shemitzvah? So many Rishonim hold, yeah, of course, the shofar itself is a chefta shemitzvah. You blow the shofar. But there is a sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds, there's a discussion, if you steal a shofar, can I be yod to the mitzvah of shofar by stealing a shofar? So the Rambam says, yeah, of course you can. Because the mitzvah of shofar is the kol, the sound. There's no such thing as stealing sound. It's not relevant to speak of sound. So therefore, they understand that the Rambam holds, since the mitzvah is the kol, the shofar is simply just the conduit to create the sound, but that's not a chef to show mitzvah. And therefore, there's no hiddur mitzvah by a shofar. If you hold the mitzvah is the kol, then there's no hiddur mitzvah by the shofar. That's what some suggest. Either way, we see that the shofar na is on the list here in the Gemara and Shabbos. Tzitzis na. Now, tzitzis na also. Tzitzis refers to the strings. But there's a Rashi in Baba Kama that says it's talis na as well, which means the beged itself. So the Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He says, I don't understand. What's the mitzvah of talis na? There's no mitzvah of that. It's not the mitzvah. It's not a chefshishon mitzvah. If I have a happen to have a talis that's four corners, I have to put tzitzis on. Tzitzis is the mitzvah. The talis is just what requires a tzitzis, but there's no mitzvah. So why would there be any of talis na, asks the Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, you're right, there isn't. If it must be, Rashi is talking about a talis that we wear only for davening. Since it's mechuba, it's miyucha latfila, there's a special Indian, it's not really a mitzvah, it's just a nice thing. Just like we say, don't wear talis that you wear, you should not wear into a bathroom, because it's miyucha latfila, you should have a nice talis for davening. But a stam talis katan that we wear, or any clothing, there's no Indian having a nice piece of clothing, it's not an Indian of talis na, it's always a mitzvah na. So we see interesting things based on this list. So again, there's a shofar na, there's a tzitzis na, there's a sefer Torah na, Kasa bo l'shmo, a person should write l'shem Shemayim, l'shem Hashem, b'dyona, using nice ink when you write a Sefer Torah, b'kumosna, a nice pen, b'albarna, b'albar uman, b'karcha, b'shirayim, na'im, you should wrap everything around together in beautiful coverings. So we see this Indian of whenever there's a chepsa shemitzvah, one should always adorn it with nice things.
In this case,
kumos
would be similar. It's also a question because there is no mitzvah.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. Yeah, it's a good, very good question. Not sure how that fits in actually. Just see one second here. So the Sfasma said, since the mitzvah of Sefer Torah is the ksiva, so that's writing. It's part of it. It's creating the osios. So therefore, it's a part of the chefta shel mitzvah. So then the Gemara says, Abba Shol Omer Vanveu means have a domelo. Doesn't mean the prettiness of the chefsa shemitzah, but in terms of how one acts, how one presents himself, his midos, which is ma hu chanan rachum, afata haya chanan rachum. Just like he is merciful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too we should be. That's what it means, but not because of a chefsa shemitzah. So in other words, back to our Gemara here, that maybe only Rabbi Shmuel says by the hafshat of the Karim Pesach, it's enough to go ad achazeh. Don't do the whole thing. But by a hiddur mitzvah, tzitzin shein makbin, there you would agree because that keli mebeya, one should go back and fix everything. So the Gemara says, still going back to square one, who is the one who holds you don't have to go back and fix the tzitzin shein makbin? Ella, Amar Rav Ashi, Hamani, who is the author, must be Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Imnira ba'alil ein mechalad as a Shabbos. If a person sees the new moon, so new moon of the month, so the question is, do you have to go back and tell the Edom, the Michal Shabbos, to get the word out or not? Is there a need for this? So Yossi says, in Ba'ali, if you see the moon in a very, very clear way, so the din is that you don't have to be Michal Shabbos for this. Did I skip a line? Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, El Amar Vashi Hamani Rabbi Yosi Nitzan Bein Shenir Baalil Bein Shlo Nir Baalil. Whether or not you see the moon in a very clear way or you don't, you always have to Michal Shabbos to make sure the word gets out there. Even though you saw it Baalil, Rabbi Yosi Omer Imnir Baalil Ein Michal Shabbos. If the moon is so clear, it's a clear night. It's a big moon, no clouds. So why don't you Michal Shabbos to make sure the word gets out? Everyone saw it, just like I saw it in a clear way. Everyone else saw it as well. So what's the connection here? So if you look at Rashi around seven narrow lines up, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Alma, we see from here, that Afagab de Ika Mitzvah came into Lav L'Tzar Kavohu, Lo Mechalim. So even though there's a mitzvah in Kiddush HaChodesh and making the new moon, since it's not a need for a gavoa, to tell people when the new month is not such a need, it's not a carbon, so there's no need to go out and mechal Shabbos. Hachanami, pirish, when the guy stops doing the milah, the mole stops the milah, havias chalsa dechilo, so now the meal is over, now if he goes back and cuts, that's kiyacha b'lo tzarkavo lo mechalin. It's not a tzarkavo anymore. It's a hidden mitzvah, it's a nice thing, but to go back and mechal Shabbos for that, that would be unnecessary. So that's what the Gemara tries to compare. The Gemara quickly rejects this and says, Mimai, how do you know these two cases are comparable? Dilma ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yossi, only there he says it's hasam, dilo nitna Shabbos lidachos, but with respect to the moon, really the moon, we shouldn't have to be docha Shabbos to get the word out with respect to the moon. It's when the moon was seen, you know, when it's ba'alil, when it's very clear, so that Shabbos, there's no need to be docha Shabbos, nothing got started, no one violated Shabbos yet. So we're going to remain that way of preserving Shabbos. But here by the Milah, where the Mole already was Docha Shabbos in the first place, but he started the Maisa Milah in the first place, so we already view Shabbos as not really being present with respect to the Mitzvah Milah. About Hacha, the Nidna Shabbos Lidachos already was pushed off because they're starting the Milah. Hachanami, maybe he should say, in this case, since you started the violating Shabbos, continue violating Shabbos to fulfill the Mitzvah of Titzin Shein Matfin. So that can't be, it's not so clear that Rabbi Yossi would agree to our case here. Ella Amri Nahardai, Nahardai, they said, it's the Rabbanan, the Pligiala, the Rabbi Yossi, the Chachamim who argue in Rabbi Yossi. Which Chachamim, which Rabbi Yossi? The Tzana Misha teaches us in Maseches Menachos. Arba Kohanim, Nichnesin, Shnaim Biyadam, Shnei Sedarim, Shnaim Biyadam, Shnei Bazichim. We know the Lechem Apanim, the 12 loaves of bread. One row of six, and one row of six. So two Kohanim came in with each separate columns of bread. And they also, the Shnei Bezichin, they also had a little Bezichin of Lavona on the side of the Lechem Panim. So what happened is four Kohanim come in, bring one had six loaves of bread, the other six loaves of bread, and each one had Bezichin and Lavona. So four would come in with the new Lavona, with the new Lechem Panim to kind of push off the old Lechem Panim, the old Bezichin. So these four would come in, again, Arba, Kohanim, Nichnesin, Shnaim, Yadam, Shnei Sedarim, two orders of Lechem Panim. Mishnaim, Biyadam, two others would come, Shnei Bezichin. And Arba, Makdim Lifnem, four would come before them, four other Kohanim, would Makdim Lifnem, Shnaim Litol, two to take off, Shnei Sedarim, two to each one to take off the column of Lechem Panim, and another two, Shnaim Litol, Shnei Bezichin, to take off the other two Bezichin. Or Machnisin Omdim Betzaf, and the ones coming in face the north, stand in the north, Upnem Ladam, but they face towards the south. They stand in the northern part of the Shulchan, but they're facing towards the south. Hamotzin, the ones who are taking off the bread and bezichin, omdim bedam, they stand in the south of the shulchan, but looking up, pina upnem the tafun. So they're facing each other now. And elu moshchen velu manichin. As these pull off, take off the lechem panim and take off the bezichin, simultaneously, the ones bring in are placing the bread and placing the bezichin on the shulchan. So there's not even a moment where there's nothing on the lechem panim. So again, Eilim Moshkin, these pull, Veilim Manichin, these place, Tafcho Shozeh, Betat Tafcho Shozeh, that the Tafach of the Lechem Panim and Mamish, like kissing each other, touching each other, so you kind of push it off where there's not even a second without anything on it. Mishim Shinemar, Lefanai Tamid, that there should always be in front of me Lechem Panim. There shouldn't be even a second without there being Lechem Panim. So that's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Eilim Nolin, Veilim Manichin, Afzeh Hayatamid. Even if you have one guy take it off in the morning, and you don't put them back on until the evening, that's called tamid. You can have 12 hours in between. The din is, according to Biyosi, there can't be a full day without anything on it. But tamid doesn't mean that you have to have something on it every second. It just means there shouldn't be a day without anything on it. So Rabbi Yossi says he's much more makel in the definition of tamid. So what does it have to do with our case here? So if you look at Rashi, halfway down the wide lines, Rashi says in the middle of the line, he says, af ze tamid, umani mekayim tamid, shelo yolin shulchan below lechem. According to Biyosi, tamid means they shouldn't have a night pass without anything on it. As long as the night went and there's something on it, that's fine, even though the whole day was empty. Now the Rabbanan, says Rashi, ishakli v'shavki lei, if you take it and leave the shulchan empty for a moment, v'hadar misadri, then you put on the new lechem upon him, lo mikre lehu tamid. That's not called tamid. Ela haschala achrita, that's called a new placement. A new placement of lechem upon him, since there was a hefsek, there was an interruption. There was a moment without the bread being on the lechem, on the shulchan. The gave pirish, when it comes to stopping for a moment the mila and then going back, nami kihadar asi milsa achrisi. That's called another maisa. So only when the mole is involved in the maisa can you continue to do the tzitzin shein ma'akim. But the moment he stopped and then restarted, that's called the new Haschalah. You have no right to go back and fix it in Shane Machman. That's a new Maisa. You already performed the Bismillah, and that's the those are the ones who hold. Those are the that's the opinion that holds a Pirish Eino Choser by the Mila. I'm not sure if that would be the case by Rabbi Yossi. Not sure if you would necessarily make that same jump by Rabbi Yossi or not. The Gemara then says, Tanu Rabbanan, Mahalkatin, Esamila, which means, Rashi explains, you could remove all the tzitzin hamakvin, vim lo hilkat anishkaris. If a person doesn't, if a person, in other words, leaves behind some of the tzitzin that are ma'akiv, one gets karis. Who gets karis for this? So Rashi explains here, the moel. If the moel doesn't do a complete mila, so in essence, he just cut skin, and that's a deraisa because he hasn't performed the mitzvah of mila. So money, who holds that way? That must be Amar Rabbi Kana. Money, who's the one who gets curries? Amar Rabbi Kana, Uman. Uman's the worker, the doctor, the mohel. Since the mohel left behind skin, that's ma'aki the mila, he never fulfilled the mila, and all he did was violate the malacha. So maskula, rapapa, Uman, leimala, ana avdi palga the mitzvah, asan avdisa palga the mitzvah. Why is the mohel in violation? He should say, I did half of it, and that's when else did the other half, and then the mitzvah will be complete, and he hasn't violated any other. Se'ela amra papa gadol, referring to a gadol. What are we referring to a gadol? Referring to a gadol who didn't get his mila. He didn't get his mila, and he gets kares because he's now bar onshin. So maskev la rav ashi gadol bedik sivbe v'arel zacha shelo yimol. It's a mefurish pasuk that a arel gadol gets a kares. So what do you need the brisa to tell me this? Se'ela amra ashi liolam uman. It's really talking about an uman. The moel. The moel did not do a complete mila. He gets a gets karis for violating Shabbos. So why? Can someone else fix what he did and complete the mitzvah? Kagon da asa ben hashmashos the Shabbos. It's a situation where he's doing this before in the middle of ben hashmashos, where Shabbos is about to end, and he does not have time to complete the mila. So therefore, he's in violation. And it's a case where Amrilay, they said to him, lo masafkas, don't do the mila. There's not enough time. You're not going to complete the mila. All you're going to do is a malacha. Without having done the mila, you're getting karis. Vamrilu, and he says to them, don't worry. Maspikna of Avid, I've got plenty of time to do it. Maspikna Avid, he does the mila. Vlo is topic and doesn't finish it before Shabbos ends. Vishakech de chaburahu to Avid v'anish karis. Turned out he did a chabura and did not fulfill the mila. And that's why he gets karis. That's the person who gets karis. That's the case. Gemara now says, Moses in Vechulu, Amra Papa Rapapa explains, Hai Umna, to Lamayitz Sakanehu. We said in Mishnah, one of these steps of the Mila is a Metzitza. You have to do Metzitza. And Umane, a Moa who doesn't do Metzitza, it's dangerous for the child if he doesn't do Sakana. Vavrina Le, and we remove him from ever being a Moa again. Pshita, of course. Midaka Mechale Ale Shabasa Sakanehu. For the fact that we allow one to do motzitzin on Shabbos, which itself would be normally a malacha, to mitzita, to be soche, to extract blood or liquid from something, would be a violation of an issa deraisa, and yet we allow it to be done on Shabbos, it must be a sakana. Otherwise, chil Shabbos wouldn't be allowed. So, mal, the same of what you've thought, hai dam mifkad pakid, so you would have thought that no, the reason why it's allowed is because the blood isn't embedded in the skin. It's pakid, it happens to be there, and it's in a little bag, a little pocket, you're just releasing the blood there. And since it's pocket there, it's not called a violation of a chabura. It's only a chabura when the blood is embedded in the actual skin, in the aver, then you extract it. So the havin is, since dam mifkar pocket, it's not a real chil Shabbos, and therefore it could be docha Shabbos, because even if it's not a sakana. Kamash v'lan, no, it's a sakana. Chabura mikhbar, it's really connected to the blood. It's blood connected to the body. And removing it would be a real chabura and a real chil Shabbos. And the only hether in removing it is because of the sakana. That's the din. V'dumya, this plan is v'kamen, similar to the bandage and this type of refuah, the medication. Ma'as plan is v'kamen, ki lo'avid sakanu. If you don't put the bandage on, if you don't put the medicine on, it's dangerous for the child. Af here too as well. Hachanami, ki lo'avid sakanu, it's a sakana as well. So there has been a big discussion over time about matzitza beper. Some have tried abolishing matzitza entirely, saying that it's not really part of it. If you look at the Zohar, matzitza is not stam just sakana; it's actually part of the mitzvah mila. So matzitza is certainly part. No one would say that you should get rid of it, but there have been many posts who discussed the importance of matzitza. But the big discussion really becomes whether you do matzitza beper or you could use some type of straw on that. So that's a discussion. Mishnah Berurah has an opinion who's mekel. That's part of a larger discussion here, but this is the source of that whole violation of matzitza bepeh. Is it really a sakana? Do you really need to do it for the child? Do you really not to do it for the child? Either way, the minhag we've had for many, many years is certainly to do matzitza, but the real debate is whether matzitza bepeh or in the straw would be sufficient. Okay, we'll stop here. So I'm not around Sunday, but Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up together on Monday.